Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, Chime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
It appears, I apologize, Chime. I it was just, as I did the show open, it appears the kids, one of my wonderful, just amazing young boy. I mean, having two kids under 10 who are both rowdy, complete lunatics, it's just amazing. What an amazing time to live. And a three-day weekend. It appears one of them has been fooling with the access box here at home. So if I sound off or up or down, that's why. So if it was,
that was a hot open.
Yep. Yeah. And guess what? It was pinned in the red because someone was down here playing with the access box in daddy's office / gambling room.
Yikes.
Hey, Carter Bennett, you guys, listen to this. You're both grounded. You're grounded.
Ooh, smoked him.
Grounded. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mutt. We've got a great Monday Night Football game last night. Exciting as ever. And
you didn't watch
back,
it. So. You were in bed. You did not stick around for that game.
I watched
the
first half of the game, and
I said,
there's no way the Raiders win this.
It was so good. Yeah, it felt like that. And the world is caving in on Josh McDaniels. I will say that if I get one more Monday night game, I smash it like I smashed the last two and bailed out the weekends. I'm going to start self-nicknaming myself Mr. Monday Night. I'm going to start doing that because we smashed last week.
Mr. Monday Night, I like that.
49ers crushed it. Last night we said Raiders plus 7.5 and all the Davante Adams props.
Yep.
Congratulations. You got all the money. Unlike everyone else on social media, I'm not going to now post out that I had some winners last night. It's so annoying. But I will say this, going for two was the right move by Josh McDaniels, and you don't know football analytics if you disagree with that. What? That's the reality.
Wait, hold on, time out. We have to have a discussion about this now because
We don't.
There's five minutes left in the game. It's not like there was under a minute or even under 2 minutes.
Yeah, and what's the most likely scenario in that case? The way that you were sleeping. You were not watching the Chiefs carving up. By the way, two things happened. One, it was makeup call city because there were so many bad calls in the first half on the Raiders. They flipped it around, gave the Chiefs every home call possible in the second half, and they were absolutely torching the Raiders defense. If they had kicked it and tied it, they would have gone down and scored and won the game with no time left. Typical Mahomes, typical Brady, typical Josh Allen. I love Josh McDaniels being aggressive, trying to take the lead and give yourself a better chance to win that game with one stop.
Disagree.
Excellent call
you
by
Josh. You
take
the point there because there's 5 minutes left in the game. I would totally agree with you. If there was around 2 minutes or under 2 minutes, I would 100% agree. Going for two is the right call, similar to how Harbaugh went for the touchdown against the Bills. I get it. I understand that. But there was 5 minutes on the clock. You kick the extra point. You tie the game because generally odds are, with the Kansas City Chiefs, if they score, there's at least going to be some time on the clock for you, and you're going to have an opportunity. So if you wanted to do it, if it was the last play of the game and it's 30-29, it's like, all right, you know what? We're going to go for the win here. I don't want to go to overtime. Fine. I'm cool with that. But there's 5 minutes left. I strongly disagree on the thought process there.
I loved his play action on fourth down, hit Adams for a big touchdown. I loved them being aggressive. You're on the road against Kansas City. And overtime is probably a loss for you anyway. So even getting a stop there at 30-30, you probably lose that game in overtime. given how good Kansas City's offense is. So if he's going to be aggressive, so you're aggressive early with the play action. I like the aggressive late. I understand people did not like it on social media. They also didn't like Nathaniel Hackett the other night doing what he did. It was probably the right move. So these things in retrospect don't look correct, but I like these coaches at least outside the box thinking. And boy, do I like the, at least the NFL, John, one thing we didn't talk about yesterday, and we can disagree on the McDaniels thing late. I do like how more coaches are now going for it on fourth down. Like, it just, it makes sense in so many places in and around your own 40 into the opponent's 40. There's like no statistical benefit of trying a long ass field goal or punting from there. Just go for it. It doesn't change your odds of winning or losing really at all.
Isn't it so funny that a lot of other coaches have started going for it and Brandon Staley just stopped? Except
it
in
is
the
wild.
Stupidest spot.
He's rattled. He's
weird.
I think
it's
he's so dumb. I think he's rattled
he's
right
so
now.
He's so rattled. Oh, 100%. And don't get me wrong. I don't, even though I disagree with the thought process, I don't think Josh McDaniels is the reason the Raiders are one and three?
No, their four losses are all by one possession. Like
they've lost by a total of 14 points.
And they've played a bunch of tough teams already. Like, he's got a quarterback that pats the ball, can't get the ball out, like should have had a strip sack turnover if not for an atrocious roughing the passer call last night on Kansas City. So Ross Tucker, who was now a guest on Maloney 4 a.m. Mega, was a guest on my show. He tried to convince me that Derek Carr was really like an elite type quarterback. And the more I watch him, he's fine. He's like, I don't know. I would not trust him as my franchise quarterback. I guess they do because they give him a bunch of money, but he's not somebody that, the more I watch him, the less I think you can actually go to an AFC title game or win a Super Bowl with Derek Carr.
Yeah. Speaking as someone who is a big Derek Carr guy, like, I've loved Derek Carr since his time at Fresno State. It's hard, but I understand. And I think in general, he's probably just above good, but by no means great. Like, he is in that like fourth tier of quarterback, right? If you're considering Allen and Mahomes are in a tier unto themselves, and then there's the tier of elite quarterbacks, the tier of really good, and he's probably just at the end of really good or the top of good. So that's kind of where my head's at with him, unfortunately.
Yeah, his QBR, I'll try to find his quarterback rating in a second. His QBR on the year is number 10 in the NFL. Okay, yeah. But I see that's why I don't like QBR, because in front of him right now are Cooper Rush and Jacoby Brissett. So, what about raw QB rating?
Well, you want to know who PFF number one graded quarterback is on the year?
If you say Bailey Zappi, I'm hanging up.
Geno effing Smith, baby.
Yeah. Passer rating 2022. I just want to see where he... Yes, I don't want QBR, ESPN, you jerks. Ratings, raw rating. Here we go. Geno's number one in pass rating, by the way, at 113.
Yes, he is.
What a magical run. Derek Carr goes from 10 in QBR down to 16 in quarterback rating. That feels a lot more...
Yep,
that
right
feels a lot more predictive of me. That's what he... And you know what? Here's what it was, Sean. Here's what I thought. Okay, and it's not a Raiders podcast, I promise, but as someone invested in 8.5 wins in the Raiders, I'm sort of into the Raiders this year. I thought Derek Carr, Josh McDaniels, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfro, Jacobs' contract year, that part's working out, by the
Jacobs
way.
Jacobs is awesome.
I thought all of that was going to lead Derek Carr to be better than this, but he's the guy he's always been, with a better coach, with a better group of weapons around him. So what am I supposed to think? Didn't we all think Derek Carr be better than 16th, five games in quarterback rating?
Yeah, but
yes.
I also think he will get better as the season goes on. Like, he's only completing 61% of his passes right now. Like, he's not a 61% completion guy. I mean, over his career, he's averaged in the high 60s, especially the last few seasons. These are his last few seasons. 68.9, 70, 67, 68. So, like, there's some positive regression coming in his completion percentage, which will only make his performance better. And so I think he won't, like, he's not going to be a top seven guy. But if he gets up, I think by the end of the season, he could be right up around 10 or you know, breaking the top 10.
All right, so I'm going to give you their schedule here. I am Mike Chris Russo. You are Mike Francesa.
Ooh, okay. Right, win, okay. Loss. Let's go.
So they're at 1-4 now, right?
One and four.
I need 8 wins to get my over.
Okay.
Okay. You just this is just money line. Rest of the season starting this week.
What you got?
Raiders host the Texans.
Win.
Raiders at the Saints.
Win.
Raiders at the Jags.
Win.
Raiders host the Colts.
Win.
Raiders at Broncos.
I'll go loss.
Raiders at Seahawks.
Loss.
Oh, you're that's your genius.
I'm blinded.
Raiders host the Chargers.
Hosting. I'm gonna go loss.
Raiders in primetime against the Rams.
Win. The Rams stink.
All right, so you've got five wins. I need three of the next four here to get my eight. Raiders host the Patriots.
Win.
That's six. Raiders at Steelers.
Win.
How about Raiders host the 49ers or Chiefs at Raiders? See, this is the issue. This is the issue.
Boy.
This is the issue. I came to the same number you did. I think I'm getting to seven. I don't think I'm getting to eight.
The only way you're getting the eight there is if the Chiefs already have the number one seed locked up. And they're like just resting guys in the last game of the season.
Yeah.
That's what you have to hope for at that point.
I agree. I also think there's a chance at home they could beat the 49ers and Jimmy G. Like they almost beat the Chiefs on the road. I don't want this to get lost in the shuffle as we bring you Raiders Daily here. Becky Wells. they almost beat the Raiders. It's not a moral victory. We're not doing that crap, but they almost beat them. Okay, so last night was they'll get refocused. Of course, they won't have Devontae Adams this week against the Texans because he's going to get suspended for a game.
No, he's just going to get fined. It's fine.
You don't think he's going to get suspended?
No. I think he'll just get a hefty fine. He immediately, before the NFL even launched an investigation, he apologized not only in the press conference, but also via Twitter.
Go ahead.
I think they're just going to take that into consideration. He immediately felt sorry for it. He apologized immediately. They didn't even have to say anything to him. The organization, nobody did. He outright apologized before anybody even said anything. So I think they'll go easy on him and just hit him with a hefty fine.
As somebody holding a lot of Devontae Adams best ball shares and a couple home leagues, I don't want to get suspended, but I hope you're right, Shime, because I have a feeling that unless they look at that, the second angle, which does have the guy jumping right in front of him, which I found myself defending Devontae Adams today, I think they're going to throw the book at him and give him one game suspension because of how bad it looked. I hope you're right, but either way, it's the Texans this week. It should not be an issue. They're home, right. Texans, Sunday at – oh, I'm sorry. Hold – timeout. They're on the bye this week.
Oh, so it's Texans next week.
Texans next week. Okay, Raiders in the bye. There you go. So they can't suspend them this week. So Josh has 2 weeks to sit on 30-29, which is not going to be great. Meanwhile, let's update the NFL MVP odds here, Shime, for a second. You and I both holding a bunch of Lamar Jackson. It took a step back this week for a couple reasons. One, Lamar did not put up crazy numbers in that win. Nice one over Cincy, but not crazy numbers. And Josh Allen went ham. So Josh Allen is now the 2-1 favorite to win the MVP.
Insane.
Mahomes 4.5-1. Hurts 6-1. Lamar Jackson 6-1. That feels about right. I would not be betting a dime on Josh Allen at 2-1 at this point. That's way too low, but I get it.
We need the Chiefs to beat the Bills this Sunday. Is basically what it's coming down to. If we want our MVP opportunity to have a legit shot here, we need the Chiefs to win against the Bills on Sunday.
We really do. Unfortunately. Just looking ahead here.
Because the Bills' schedule going forward, they have the Chiefs, but then they're going to kick Packers' ass in Buffalo. Then they get the Jets, Vikings, Browns, Lions, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Bears, Bengals, Patriots. They may not lose another game the rest of the season.
Who's that again?
The Bills. That's the Bills' schedule the rest of the way. They have such an easy second half. It's crazy.
Okay, well, our guy Lamar does too, by the way.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. For us to have a better argument, they need to lose to the Chiefs on Sunday. And then Lamar needs to really kind of go ham in the second half of the season.
Here's the final eight games for Lamar, by the way. He's got Giants, Browns, Bucks, and Saints, whatever. But then starting in November, they get Panthers, Jags, Broncos, Steelers, Browns, Falcons, Steelers, Bengals at the end of the year. There are seven wins there. I'm with you.
We're not dead by any means.
Even if they both go nuts this weekend, I'm not ripping up those tickets yet because Lamar can go absolutely nuts in the second half of the schedule.
Yeah.
And if they keep winning games and maybe some attrition by those other teams, a couple of losses there. So I'm with you. And by the way, was that 425 on Sunday afternoon?
Yes, it is.
We get Bills.
The only 425 kickoff. There's two at 405, but they're the only 425 kickoff. And then
your Seahawks are also in the 4 o'clock window this week against Arizona.
And then we also get Cowboys-Philly on Sunday night. It's an awesome slate of evening night games this week.
Good. Well, but no, not Thursday.
No. I meant on Sunday. I'm sorry. Let me clarify. A great slate of evening night Sunday games.
I agree with you on that. All right, so 6-1 feels about right. The market's got. I get Allen. He put up video game numbers. Got a soft schedule coming up. I'm with you. I'm holding out hope, Scheim, on these 21 Lamar Jackson action, but I'm not feeling great. Meanwhile, it's Tuesday. There is no football. We have 4 baseball games. We also have hockey. The Prince of Pucks is back.
Yep.
Prince of Pucks, how are you feeling on the hours away from the opening night of NHL hockey, which will include our buddy Sean McDonough on the call tonight for ESPN?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm thrilled about the opening to the NHL season. This is going to be awesome, especially for the off nights where there's no football, nights like tonight, nights like Thursday. It's going to be a great thing. I think we got 2 great games tonight. Lightning Rangers is going to be an awesome, awesome game to start the season with. Vegas LA, probably not as good, but still, you get at least 1 good team in that game, I think. So I'm stoked. I made my Stanley Cup bet yesterday, and I am going to bet both of these games tonight as well. So I got 3 picks for you today.
All right, Prince of Pucks, this is your leadoff spot. I'm going to get out of the way for people who are new to the show. Chris Scheim is a degenerate gambler who's also really good at picking hockey games. I have bet like a handful of hockey games my entire life. So yep. We talk Prince of Pucks in the show. I get out of the way. I don't know if Scheim's going to have hockey picks every night. I don't know if he's going to stick to the Bruins. I have no idea. For sure, he'll have a lean or a take on the Bruins every single day on this podcast, as I will have a leaner take on the Celtics as they get going here in the next week or so. So I'm going to get out of the way here, Chris Scheim. What are you betting tonight, and what did you bet for a future in the great state of New Hampshire on Monday?
Yeah, so we'll start with tonight. I'm taking in the first game. We have Tampa Bay at the Rangers. I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to take the Rangers here on the money line at -115. So it's not awful value here for a home team on the money line, which is great, which is what I love. I think the Rangers are going to be awesome this year. They have 2 great defensemen. They added Vincent Trocheck in the offseason here and to pair with guys like Mika Zibanejad and Chris Kreider. I mean, Kreider is an elite-level goal scorer. Zibanejad was just mind-bogglingly good on the power play last year, especially in the postseason. So I am expecting a lot of the Rangers, which is why I'm going to start with them at home, even though Tampa Bay, not too shabby in their own right. And then in the night game, I'm going to go with Vegas. I think LA stinks. They stunk last year. I think they're going to stink again. Vegas actually has a shot at making the playoffs. Jack Eichel is now going to be a Vegas Golden Knight full-time.
Yep.
And that, I think, will be very exciting. I think he's going to want to start off on the right foot tonight. So give me the Vegas Golden Knights at -105 on the money line. So you get great value out of both picks there.
This household is kind of a Vegas Knights household going forward because the kids realize that Jack Eichel grew up right near us.
Yep, North Chelmsford.
North Chelmsford, so now they're interested in Vegas. So I have a rooting interest in them at some level this year. All right, so we got Vegas and the Rangers. Again, it's a recurring bit here, folks. New listeners might not know, Scheim's girlfriend, ridiculous Ranger fan. Huge Ranger fan.
Big time Ranger fan. She got mad at me every time I bet against the Rangers in the postseason last year. This pick did not consult her. She doesn't even know that I'm actually picking the Rangers. I'm picking the Rangers completely separate.
Okay. We believe you, Scheim. Okay, you didn't tell your girl. Okay.
Well, you're gonna be shocked at my Stanley Cup pick then.
The Rangers.
Yes, I'm picking the Rangers. No, you don't understand. So the Rangers right
now. Oh, you're such a fraud. Go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead.
The New York Rangers right now are 20-1 to win the Stanley Cup. I think the value here is fantastic. This team is young. This team is strong. Like I said, they added Vincent Trocheck in the offseason. Igor Shesterkin is arguably a top 2, top 3 goalie in all of hockey. This team is going to be really, really good this year. I hate rooting for the Rangers, but I recognize how good they are, and I think there's flaws on all these other teams, especially the teams on the board when it comes to betting this. I think the Rangers are the most complete team available outside of the Colorado Avalanche, but the Avalanche are just shy of 4-1. I don't like that value. That's why I want the New York Rangers at 20-1.
So I guess the Bruins, tomorrow they open up, correct?
Correct. The Bruins open up tomorrow in Washington against the Capitals.
All right, can I get a season-long take from you tomorrow on the Bruins, who are 25-1 to win
Absolutely.
The Cup, 11-1 to win the Atlantic, and are goal-and-a-half underdogs to open their season tomorrow at Washington? So I would like a full – I would get the win total from you, over-under, Your Bruins season preview tomorrow in this game. Looking at their line right now, on the puck line, they're plus 1.5, minus 215. On the money line, they're plus 125 dogs on the road to Washington. I need a breakdown from you on what to expect this year from Bruins and how we're going to attack the Bruins starting tomorrow on Wednesday night against the Caps.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think this Bruins season is going to be a lot of fun. We'll break it all down tomorrow for you. I won't spoil anything. I'll have a full breakdown for you. I was actually just texting with one of my NHL consorts, if you will, about the Bruins.
John Anderson?
No. He's too busy producing a show, and I don't necessarily take his opinions. I'm talking about my actual NHL consorts here. I was discussing with them, or at least one of them, prior to us recording. So I will be fully prepared for tomorrow.
I got one baseball playoff bet for today. 3:37 first pitch. It's the Astros and the Mariners. The Astros are favored at home tonight. Minus 1.5 on the run line, plus 105. I'm going to play into that. Give me the Astros laying the 1.5 against the Seattle Mariners, who surprisingly got past Toronto in the first round. They're a great story. I get it. Logan Gilbert is going today for the Mariners. Really good on the road this year. 8-1 with a 3.16 ERA. I think it's some of why you're getting plus money on the run line here tonight. For the Houston Astros. However, he has some really bad numbers against some of the major Astros hitters. Top of their order, Jose Altuve is 5-for-19 lifetime. It's a .421 average. Yordan Alvarez is batting .294 against him. He's 5-for-17 lifetime. Alex Bregman, 7-for-17 at the top of the order. Three career home runs by those three with a combined OPS over 1,000. Given the Astros at home, over 1.5 on minus 1.5 the run line at plus 105. I also like their team total in this game. Let me double check. It's still where it was today. This is where I have a hard time. Team total is 3.5. I want the over 3.5 on team total today for the Astros. So minus 1.5 on the run line, plus 105, and I will lay the 135 on their team. They're scoring 4 runs today. So it's just that's a more likely bet to hit, but you're laying 135 versus the plus 105 on the run line. But I think the Astros are the best team in the American League. I think they're going to win the World Series, and it starts with an offensive outburst against Logan Gilbert this afternoon. And what has really been, he's a terrible commissioner, one of the worst in the history of sports. The wild card round for baseball, Scheim wasn't watching. I was locked in. 4 games a day, back-to-back days. Sign me up for March Madness style. It starts again today. 1, 2, 3, 4 playoff games today, Scheim. 4.
Yeah, I think
4.
That's cool. I think that's a good way to set it up, especially for if you want to be able to maximize viewership here. I think it's a good way to start. You're right. I was not locked in. I apologize. I might get locked in the championship series, but I'm still I am focused on football and hockey at this point.
Phillies Braves at 1, Mariners Astros at 3:30, Guardians Yankees 7:37, and Padres and Dodgers out west. All 4 games today should be a lot of fun. Subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or the Odyssey app. Chris Scheim, what else for the people on this sunny Tuesday morning?
You have some rooting interest in the Phillies too, don't you? Didn't you take a Phillies World Series bet right around the trade deadline, right before they turned things around?
I took a Phillies to make the playoffs.
Oh,
bet.
Look at you. Okay.
So that rare thing that I actually was positive in my DK account the last week.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, I knew you had a Phillies bet. I didn't remember exactly what the future was, but I'm glad we brought it up.
But right when they the day they fired what's his name?
Joe Girardi
and hired Rob Thompson.
Correct.
My buddy Jack Fritz WIP said the bet today right now, folks. He said Rob Thompson is going to be a great manager for this team. Bet the Phillies to make the playoffs. And it was like a little 1.5. It was a plus 150, one plus 160, but it was nice to have in the account. It was nice to have that ready to fire on Raiders plus 7.5 last night.
Oh, yeah.
Not gonna complain.
You doubled it up again. Look at you.
Not going to complain. All right, so tomorrow we will have more baseball. We'll have our midweek football ideas, and we will have with Chris Scheim Bruins season primer, how we're betting them against the Capitals, how we're going to bet them this season. For all the updates on Twitter, BetQL Boston, you can find it there. Scheim, excellent work by you. We will talk tomorrow. Maybe an idea about Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi tomorrow.
Woo!
Chris Scheim, who's going to play?
Can't wait, Mutt. Enjoy your playoff baseball and enjoy the opening of the NHL season.
Woo!
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.